Welcome to the IDPE podcast series. I'm Philip Rothwell, Deputy Chair of IDPE, and today I'm joined by Bill Abraham, Director of Development at University of London, and Holly Peterson, Head of Constituency Engagement, also at the University of London. You've just spoken to our conference delegates about demonstrating value and impact. I'm just very keen to get your tips for how a school might go about demonstrating its value and impact for what it does.
Thank you, Philip. I think the key things are being able to refer back to the strategic vision and the mission of the school or the institution about what you do. So you're justifying why you're spending money on that particular member of staff, that event or that scholarship program. And as the development director, show the financial impact. To some extent, there will be questions about how much money you raise. Clearly show your donation income, clearly show the pipeline, and communicate and by telling a good story about why that is a good thing. Tell the story so it's interesting, and ultimately bring it back to the support for the strategic goal of the institution.
Thank you. And Holly, how do you go about measuring the impact of what you do?
So I think this really goes back to why we measure. So we measure because what we do matters, but what we need to do is actually know if what we're doing is making a difference. Are the activities that we're doing helping us produce outcomes that have an impact on the strategic goals of our institutions? So to do that, thinking about things like, take for example, an event. We spend a lot of time and energy organizing events. But how do we know if our events were successful? I get asked that a lot. Was your event successful? Well, what do you mean by success? Sometimes people will try to measure success in terms of number of attendees. That just tells us how much we spent on the catering or surveys. And that just tells us if people had a nice time. I think the question is, what is different as a result of holding that event in terms of your institutional strategic goals? Did it help you connect with someone who can make a substantial gift to a scholarship? Did it help you meet someone who might be able to mentor or support your students? Did you encourage your parents to get more involved in the school? What did it do that helped your school change the way in which it's doing things to make it more effective?
And you guys spoke earlier about an example of a gentleman who specialises in AI. And how that's actually linked back to what Bill's been speaking about as well. But how can you explain a little bit about that?
Sure. So we held an event in Singapore with one of our alumni who is an expert in artificial intelligence. And he was an excellent speaker. People enjoyed the event. But actually, the important thing about that event was that we were able, through linking with him, to discover that his technology might actually be able to help us in our program delivery. Now, that's all in discussion. That may or may not come off. But there may be some things that actually help us in quite a fundamental way. So there's something about creating opportunities that allow us to think about how the people we're meeting or engaging in this way can lend their expertise, their skill, their professional expertise, or their money to our institutional needs.
And sometimes with them, and that event was a good example of an individual who himself will be a senior prospect or donor for the university over time. He's certainly got the wealth, and we think because he came and spoke, he's got the propensity and the desire to give back. There was also, unbeknownst to us at the time, beforehand, a large donor attended the event. It was a Saturday, and it enabled me to have a conversation with him. Now, both of those people potentially have the ability to give 6 and 7 figure gifts. It may take time, but it was the start of that. There is a value to that. It's not just two people who attend an event. Those were two very important people in terms of the financial aspects of what we do. So being able to measure that and show why you spent X thousand pounds on catering on that event, there's a reason.
And you had some top tips at the end for our school's development professionals.
We do.
Yes, so I think the first thing is we would both say, whether it's the alumni or fundraising, it's very much about linking it back to the strategic vision and showing the impact.
So it's focus on what you're trying to achieve, strategy, that's one. From my perspective, it's then for engagement, build programs that will help you achieve those goals. And three, measure and test that those activities are in fact helping you achieve those goals. So you can use that information to demonstrate your outcomes. So you know whether or not it's working, and then you can talk about whether or not it's working. So those are two pieces of that point three.
And for the development fundraising side of it, it's the focus on the strategy. But demonstrating, you have to show the success. You have to narrate a story about that particular scholarship program or that particular donor. It's not just he, she gave £1 million legacy. It's what the impact of that will be. And you need to communicate that internally. The external messaging to other alumni, whether it's in a publication or online, that's great, that's fine. But the internal messaging, because your internal colleagues are as much your champions as anyone. And then the third thing from a development point of view really is talk about the financial successes. Demonstrate that you are returning more than you're costing. So the return on the investment is worthwhile. It's worth the people who hold the financial purse strings investing more in your operation, whilst not forgetting the non-financial side, which Holly talked about, which it's a full circle. But if you're not able to demonstrate that, people will just not really take philanthropy seriously and therefore won't invest in what you do. Mm,
perfect. And it sounds like things are going very well at the University of London. You started off in 2015, you've grown the team to 20-odd people now, and great things for the future as well.
Yes, and we have support from the senior leadership. They invested heavily at the start. It wasn't just sort of incremental piecemeal. We did a big, went hard early, and I think you can see the benefits of that now. Last year, which was our third full year of operation, we brought in twice as much cash as we cost the university, and the pipeline is now very strong, and we are doing very good events around the world, but we also tell people internally this is what we're doing, because it's very easy for people who don't really understand what we do to think, oh, you just do events. Oh, that's just a nice magazine that you do. It's a lot more than that. And if you are able to educate your internal colleagues, especially the senior people who are the chair of your board of governors, or it's the headmaster, or in our case the vice chancellor, then they are your champions.
Perfect. Thank you. Well, thanks, Bill, Abraham, and Holly Peterson, for sharing your expertise on this topic.